let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A wonderful, cute, and inspiring children's book by Michelle Jardine, Our Trip to Earth, is a story of our lives on Earth as part of a bigger journey. We are here to learn, to grow, to help others to learn and grow as well. The artwork, by the way, created mostly by Michelle's children when they were 7 and 11, inspires creativity in its young audience. Michelle has lived in Salt Lake City, Utah for her whole life, enjoys recreation in both the mountain and desert landscape so close to her home. She's had a 35-year career with the USDA, only recently became an author. She truly enjoys exploring the magical connection we have with one another and helping others with healing and spiritual exploration. Our Trip to Earth is the first of many books she plans to publish. Michelle Jardine, author of Our Trip to Earth, our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the show, Michelle. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Rick. Thank you.
Looking forward to our conversation today. I love what you've done with the book. Excellent reviews. It's touching so many young children and adults as they're reading and learning something as well during the course of reading the book, Our Trip to Earth. Talk about the inspiration for this book. Where did this idea come from?
Well, funny enough, this actually hit me in the shower one morning. I could see the whole title page just popped right into my head, Our Trip to Earth and the image. And I thought, oh, wow, this is a children's book coming at me. And almost immediately, it literally started rolling, like the story came to me. So naturally, I got out of the shower as quickly as I could and jumped on the computer and started typing as fast as I could to get it all down. And I knew from the cover image that popped into my head that my children, who were 7 and 11 at the time, would be my best illustrators, because the image that came to me looked like it was illustrated by children. And but overall, the inspiration, I think, came from a spiritual exploration that I embarked upon after losing a couple of people close to me. I started reading books and just trying to figure out a purpose and meaning to life. And amazingly, while I was doing this, I started having all kinds of spiritual experiences. And these experiences would frequently happen. And then the next chapter of the book I would be reading would actually talk about them. So that got my attention for sure. And so I got to this point in the spiritual exploration and journey that I felt pretty excited about life again.
Yes.
And I wanted to find a way that I could share that with my children. You know, how do I share that with them without forcing it on them and all of the while encouraging them to do their own exploration and their own journey?
You know, that's a fascinating story. I talk about the challenges going from this idea that you have in the shower to actually going through and typing it out, making it into a book. What was that process like? It's one thing to think about, I need to write this. It's another to actually go through with the process, although it sounds like the book sort of wrote itself, if I'm understanding correctly.
Yeah, it did. Pretty much it came to me. I mean, I did reorganize things a bit, and my children, when they were helping me with the artwork, they were so cute. They would have inspirations about the book and the story itself as well. And so, of course, I'm not going to question that. And so it was kind of this collaborative effort. It took quite a while, though, to get their artwork all organized and put together and sized right. And then, of course, they eventually got kind of tired of drawing for Mom. So I had to bond with some of the other artwork they had that fit in the places that I thought was appropriate. So it took a while to do that. I mean, the book came to me in 2005, and we did most of the work on it then. And in about early 2007, I had a copyright on it, was ready to actually publish it then. And then I got divorced, and that changed my whole journey for the next 10 years of my life. But But it was a fun process. I would heavily recommend to parents and grandparents and people that have kids in their lives, what a cool experience to sit down and put together a book with children. It was just a blast. My kids don't remember it as much as I do, but I had so much fun doing it.
Well, it had to be, because you've got the input as you're going, sort of your own little marketing group that you've got there. You're getting, yeah. You see their faces as you're talking to them about the concepts that you're having them illustrate and you're going to write about in the book. So it had to be a doubly rewarding. You knew it was going to work with young people because of the reaction, and they're your young people that you're dealing with there. I mentioned a little bit of your background, and this is the first book that you've written. Tell me a little bit about yourself. And is writing something you've secretly suppressed for years, and this was the opportunity to have it come forward?
Well, it's funny. I've done a lot of business writing. I write contracts for a living, actually. So it's a completely different style of writing. But I've always loved to journal and write. And I always hoped that someday I would. I did my first book at 8. It was called I Lost My Sock. And I have that somewhere if I could find it. And that was a fun experience. And I remember even as a child thinking, how cool would it be to someday write a real book? So I do plan to do some more of that. It's just getting the time, you know, the time and the energy to put into that. I have a pretty demanding job usually, but it's so much fun and it's therapeutic, and you just have to be careful not to overthink it too much. And I get stuck doing that a lot.
Well, let's talk about that. The challenges of writing a children's book. It's one thing for an adult to have these concepts and messages, but try to break it down in language the child can understand. And in looking at the reviews, they all rave on your ability to break this down where it's easy for a child to understand. The book we're talking about, by the way, is by Michelle Jardine. If you're Googling, that's J-A-R-D-I-N-E. The book is Our Trip to Earth. Talk about writing the book and taking these concepts and getting them so they are relatable to children.
You know, it really did kind of come to me in that format, because that was something I was struggling with. I was asking that question, how do I put this into simple terms? And it really just kind of came. And of course, working with my children too, I could tell if they didn't understand something, you know, and I'm like, okay, I might have to simplify that a little bit. So I really hope, and I feel like it is simplified. The experiences I've had when I've done local events with the children, they seem to understand the book very well. You know, they love the artwork, that they love the fact that the illustrations were my children's artwork, and they were inspired by that. And they also seem to really understand the concepts. There's a section that talks about the different things we can do and be while we're here. And I would stop while I was reading that in a group and ask them, well, what would you like to do? And what would you like to be and experience while you're here? And that was a lot of fun, and the inspiration and creativity you see in those kids when that's going on is very exciting. But at the same time, they were understanding the deeper concepts. There's a part of the book that talks about how our loved ones move on before we do, and that can make us sad, but we can still hear from them, and there's all these different ways they can communicate. And I had one child who I could tell he didn't want to be there. And when we hit that part of the book, he actually raised his hand and told the whole group that he had been hearing from his baby sister. So they had had a miscarriage in the family recently. And that was, I found out later, that's why they brought him there. And he actually enjoyed the book a lot. He participated a lot more than I thought he would. I was really surprised by that. So I do believe that they can understand it at a pretty young age.
Well, that has to be rewarding when you see like that young person there who you think maybe isn't all that tuned into what I'm talking about. And suddenly you strike something and you make that connection, a connection that had to be very important to his young life. That has to make you feel like, okay, this was all worth it.
Yeah. I think, you know, that's the part of the book that I really love, is that I feel like children, many children have these experiences. I know mine did pretty young. And as the parent, you don't want them to have fear. So you tend to write it off as a explainable by the five senses thing. And I meant well when I did that to my young 3-year-old, and luckily she was stubborn and argued with me. But the validation of hearing that other children have these experiences too, I think is super helpful for kids to know that what they're experiencing is real and valid, and they shouldn't question it or be told that they're making it up. And, you know, I think that was probably a very rewarding moment for me. I had to really maintain my emotional composure when he said that. But
I would think that would be very difficult. You've got this feeling of a very emotional feeling and this rewarding feeling as well that, okay, this is good. If I don't do any more than touch that one young man there, this whole process has been worth it. Michelle Jardine, our guest on the program, that's J-A-R-D-I-N-E. Her website, very simple. It's the name of the book, ourtriptoearth.com. The book's available at Amazon as well, all of the usual places. What did you learn in writing the book? Was this helpful for you as well?
You know, it really was. It kind of, you know, it really brought home what I was trying to do with it. Like, what am I trying to accomplish with this book? And the big thing I do believe that came out of it is trusting inspiration. Like, your children have this connection, this inspiration young. And I learned that it's really important to help encourage that and foster that, because once you shut it down, it takes a while to get it back. I mean, I grew up with very open-minded parents and always had, you know, a basic spiritual belief of some kind. And, you know, but I would always write off those experiences, or somebody else would write them off for me. And when it took years of practice and intent to get those back. Whereas children, I think they just naturally have it. So, and it was really fun to watch that flow with my kids when we would talk about a concept and then they would get this inspiration and draw it. And then sometimes I would talk about a concept and they would say, but Mom, what about this? You know, they would add to it or elaborate on it in ways that I hadn't planned. So it's just really an incredible thing to watch that flow in children. And I learned a lot through that, because I had been more of the logical type. You know, I was a budget analyst at one time in my life. And actually about that time I was, so I was very analytical. And to try to take that analytical self aside to allow that creativity and intuition in your child to grow and blossom is really important.
You know, that's such a fascinating point, because at that age, children are just about receptive to anything. And the older we get, the more analytical, the more rational we attempt to become in our thinking. We put these little boundaries up and, okay, that's really not in my silo, so I'm going to move on to something else. It's a great time to really get to these children and share messages, isn't it?
Absolutely. And they don't have the filters and the judgments that we do at that age. And that makes it even more sweet and pure. So,
the title of the book is interesting, Our Trip to Earth. How did you come up with that title?
Well, that's the funny thing. It hit me in the shower, of course. But what it means to me is that we literally, our lives here on Earth are like a trip that we would take, say out of state or out of country. And we basically plan an agenda of the basic things we need to do, like we would for a trip. We may not stick to that all the time, like we typically don't, but the big important essential things, you know, we do try to do that. We have tour guides, you know, in the form of guides and angels and loved ones that help ensure we have the experiences that we need and that we're learning and growing. And then, of course, when we're done with our trip, we return home.
With us on the program, Michelle Jardine, explaining Our Trip to Earth, a fascinating concept. And I want to talk about this transition you made from, you're writing the book, that's one thing, the creative part of you, you sit, you write, you've got the illustration, you're ready to go. Now it's sort of businesswoman clicks in here, because you're making a decision to publish this, which is a whole new area. Talk about the decision to publish.
Yeah, that was an interesting decision. I let it sit for like 10 years, and 10 years ago, it was a lot harder to publish a book. And it's not that I forgot about it, but I got busy with life. And I went to a psychic read, actually, and he mentioned that I had this creative project. And I literally laughed out loud at him, because here I am in this land of analysis and contracts. And I just said, you know, I'm not creative at all. What are you talking about? And I got home and sat down, and the book popped into my mind immediately. And I thought, you know, maybe this is good timing. And in 2017, even when I published this, we were having some difficult times at that point. I had a family member, young family member, that I was hearing, you know, he was exposed to so much of the troubles in our world on social media and the news, and it's on the internet, and they just can't escape it. And it was really troubling to him. And so part of me realized and thought, you know, the concepts in this book are very comforting. It's very comforting for a child to have a connection with a meaning in life, to understand that their loved ones are still around, that they've moved on before them, to know that they have help. You know, they have all these helpers they may not be able to see around them. And I felt like that could be a very comforting thing for children. And so that kind of helped, you know, fuel this inspiration to take this on, coupled by, you know, my 20 years nearly of all these amazing spiritual experiences I've had. I've learned that when we trust our intuition and inspiration, amazing things can happen. They may not happen easily or quickly or even in the exact way we plan, but they happen in the way they need to happen. And so I took a leap of faith and trust and connected with a publishing company that kind of does the hybrid, you know, help you self-publish yes. your book. I would probably do things a little differently when I do it again, but it was all worth it. It was a lot of fun to try to put that into, there's a lot of tedious work to it. I'd rescan in the images and kind of do some reorganization and then you have to figure out the marketing piece. And honestly, that's been the hardest for me. You know, I can sell things I believe in and that's not a problem, but there's this little part of me that feels like this is a personal thing in some ways. And it makes you a little shy to really get out there and do the marketing. And that's the harder part for me.
Well, it is personal. And that's why it's so relatable. This comes from the heart and from honest reaction, you and the children. And speaking of children, 7 and 11, they ain't anymore. What's their reaction? No. What is their reaction to the book now that it's out public?
Oh, they're pretty cool about it. When they were 7 and 11, they rolled their eyes when I said I was going to publish it. They're like, but my oldest has been super supportive of it. She's been a great help. She comes to my events and things. And they just think it's fun. I know they might have a little embarrassment because it's their artwork. But overall, I think they're pretty happy that I did this. And I think in some ways I've seen a little inspiration in them that they're thinking, wow, my mom just did this. And, you know, so I think they overall think that's pretty cool.
What kind of reaction are you getting from parents, and I'll say even grandparents, because here's a great book for grandparents to give to their grandchildren, to read with their grandchildren, read to the grandchildren, depending on the age. What kind of response are you getting?
Yeah, they all love that the artwork, you know, the illustrations were my children's artwork. I think they all find that very inspiring, and, you know, hopefully they're thinking of ways they can undo those projects with their children and grandchildren. And I hear that one quite a bit. They really like the messages in the book. There's a lot of positive messages. You know, it's a short book, but there's so much positive information in there. And probably the thing that surprised me but was most rewarding is I had a couple of parents that the timing of the book entering their lives ended up timed with a death of a family member. And so they both had said to me that, you know, this was a great conversation starter for a conversation that might be difficult to start. So it was good to hear that, because I felt like that was part of the intention of putting the effort into the book.
Got a couple minutes left. We're talking with Michelle Jardine, author of Our Trip to Earth. What's your hope for the book? And then I want to see if you've got anything else. Have you been in the shower recently and been inspired to write any other stories? Because you really did an excellent job. You nailed it with this one. First of all, what's your hope for the book? What do you hope that we take away from the book after we finish Our Trip to Earth?
Well, my hope is that it reaches many, many children and the adults that love them and can help them in many ways. Again, with the very challenging times that we have and the fact that we can't get away from it, I really feel like it's comforting and empowering to know that we have loved ones on our side that continue to help us in ways that they couldn't when they were here physically with us. You know, my grandmother continues to pop into my life and she passed in 2001, and I always can feel that presence, and it's just such a peaceful, loving feeling, and it can immediately relax me when I'm having a difficult time. And she doesn't do it a lot, but when she's there, you really feel it. And I would love for everybody to be open to that. And I think the more you read about it and hear that other people experience this, the more open it makes you. And that's been my experience. When I share these things with other people, it's amazing the stories I hear back. And I think it just opens that door. And the more you're receptive to it, the more you experience it. And knowing that we have a team of angels and guides and others helping us too. And I think one of the important messages that we might be missing lately is that we are all here to help each other. We're in this together, and we're here to learn and grow, and we're doing this at different paces. And I feel like that perspective encourages less judgment and more compassion for one another. And I really think that's hugely important right now, especially right now.
Sounds like you have some good material and thought for an adult book or another children's book. Are you working on anything?
Yeah, I have a children's book that's waiting for some illustrations. My friend is illustrating that right now. And so that's kind of a follow-up to this one. And then I actually do kind of have an adult book working in my mind, I think. So I just need to get some time to put it down. But it is definitely in the works.
Well, I'm anxious to see the new children's book and the adult book as well. I love what you're saying and trusting our intuition. So many things as adults, we sort of put these barriers up and we've got voices inside us. If we just listen, we probably would get through things a whole lot better than we do now. Out of time, boy, it's gone by very quickly on the program. Michelle Jardine is our guest, J-A-R-D-I-N-E. The book is Our Trip to Earth. Her website is ourtriptoearth.com. Books available at Amazon, the usual places. Michelle, a pleasure having you on the program. Best of luck with the work on the next couple of books, and love to have you back and talk about it.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much for taking the time and giving me this opportunity to share the book.
It's been our pleasure to have you with us, Michelle Jardine. Our guest, the book is Our Trip to Earth. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.